What's in the file that I sent you? There are two parts to the file. The top part is my feedback to you, and I'm going to talk about that more in just a little second. And secondly is what you wrote in the file, what you wrote in the History Changes essay in Blackboard, which you put there. I copied it in for you because I analyzed it. So let's talk about that form at the top. And I've done some things to try to get you to see what you're looking at. One of them is I've made links in the form, in this form, in the online, this example, I've made links to the syllabus where you can go, okay, that's what she's talking about. And you can click on it, it'll go to the bottom of the file where that part of the syllabus is. But I've also come in and done blue highlights. Now, I didn't try to do blue highlights in each of your forms. But what I tried to do is get you to see a real common pattern. For example, this student had an X for passive copying under QP, an X for NT for not being true, and also had some general problems that are frequently interrelated. And I'm going to try to tell you about this person by talking through the little five things I have in blue. If you are copying from the book, typing it, and just moving stuff around, almost always you will have plagiarized text mixed in. It's called half-copy plagiarism. Or you'll take a sentence structure and you'll just rearrange it and swap out a word that you think is a synonym. And if you do that, you're going to get in trouble. Now, I also have a little link right below this one, which gives you some common misconceptions about plagiarism and half-copy plagiarism. You may want to take a look at that. If you need help, ask. So this person, the student in this example, had a QP because they just copied words and moved them around. They also had not true, because usually when you're reading passively, and notice how that's in that chart just below it, that little X, when you're reading passively, you don't quite catch on because you're too busy just kind of parroting what the book said. People who do this almost always have not thought about the goal of learning history. And it is not to give a summary. It is not to give a paraphrase. It is not to tell everything in the book. Because if your smart cousin came to you and said, teach me this, I've got to be all right tomorrow in class. I can't be a fool. Tell me what's going on. You understand it. Then you would not repeat the book or summarize it or anything like that. You would try to help the person understand, let's say, 3 to 5 major things with examples so that they caught on to it all. Bottom line in life, if you want to try to learn something, pretend to teach it and you will learn something. So I'm after a whole lot less words, fewer words, and a lot more understanding. So people frequently also misunderstand the importance of, in a paper about something that is real, truth is the major issue. You want the best truth that we've been able to find. And that's true of biology, and that's true of business, and that's true of history. So you want to make sure that you're not stretching the truth to make it more interesting, because something that's real, that's interesting but not true, it's not interesting. It really isn't. So please bear with me, guys. These are goals in your direction, and this is a frequent combination of failure. And I don't want that to happen to you.